the Rotary Club of Springfield had been selling citrus for 30 or 35 years in the community. What we have done in recent years, the surplus fruit that we have at the end of the sale, people sometimes fail to pick up their fruit or whatever, we have been donating to the food bank. One of our members suggested this year that perhaps there was a way we could work more closely with the food bank to benefit both the sale of fruit and the food bank. We could offer the opportunity to donate directly to the food bank a $30 half case of mixed fruit at the same time as when they place their order for their own fruit.
Like Carrie said, we have been receiving the excess donations for a while, but this is a new opportunity for us to have that fresh produce that's fresh from Florida during the winter months when people aren't bringing in their garden excess and the farmer's market excess and things like that. So this is a wonderful opportunity for us to have some vitamin C available during those cold winter months.
For each of those cases donated, the money spent on the case is going back to Rotary for its fundraiser. Is that correct?
That's correct. So okay. I guess you could say people get a double bang for their buck this way. They help folks who really, really need the food through the food bank's distribution, and they help us support 15 or 20 different programs and scholarships in the immediate area.
And I wondered, as the Rotary Club is globally aware and concerned with global citizenship, whether it goes to the extent of tracking how this produce that is purchased and sold is grown and harvested. Is this something that Rotary looks at? People are wanting to know where their food comes from, whether it winds up in a food bank or is just purchased for their own family. Does Rotary have any idea?
I guess the honest answer at this stage of the game is no, we don't. We have worked with Mr. Humphreys from Humphrey Markets here in Springfield for years. He started his business in the produce and citrus area, and he has been our major contact with the growers in Florida. And it's through his contacts that we've been able to develop the continual stream of really, really high-quality fruit.
So it's not coming out of the back of a semi from some super distribution center in St. Louis or
Absolutely
Chicago
not.
Or
it's,
something like that.
When it arrives in Springfield, it has been picked within a week or two as far as the harvest time in Florida goes. And it's kind of goes with the celebration of our 100th anniversary as a club in Springfield. The easiest way to order is either through your local Rotarian, if you know somebody in the Rotary Club, or we've set up a website, Food Bank, no www, simply foodbank.rotarycitrus.com. So let me say it again, foodbank.rotarycitrus.com. We've also kept it very simple by allowing donations to be in only one package. It's a $30, 20-pound case of mixed fruit. And if we're successful this year, we may come up with other options in the future. But we felt streamlining it for the first year was a good idea to keep it simple for everybody.
Now, back in 2008, I was working as a TV reporter, and I had the opportunity to speak with some of the folks over at the Central Illinois Food Bank right as the recession was hitting. And I literally saw in some of the local food banks empty shelves. And I suppose while you're in here, wanted a status update. And as we go into the holiday season, how things stand for you?
Sure. Well, in June, we moved into our new facility. We'd been at the Moffett Street location for more than 25 years. And thanks to a donation from Springfield Pepsi, moved into that location at 1937 East Cook earlier this year. So at this point, we're now distributing over 9 million pounds of food annually. Really shifted our focus towards fresh produce. And with the holiday season coming up, I think the demand remains strong, as it does throughout the year, because hunger persists 365 days a year. But the request for items changes a little bit. We think of holiday times and associate that nice sit-down dinner. So we have a lot of requests for those typical holiday dinner meal items, things like turkeys and hams and mashed potatoes, stuffing mix, things like that. Because our agencies do like to put together baskets or at least have those offerings for the families who would like to prepare a nice sit-down dinner during the holiday season.
Well, I want to thank you guys both for coming in to tell us a little bit more about this new cooperation that you've got the Central Illinois Food Bank benefiting from some of the citrus as Rotarians do their annual citrus fundraiser. Kaylee Moore of the Central Illinois Food Bank and Harry Mitchell of the Rotary Club of Springfield. Thanks for your time, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.